news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Now that the long Memorial Day weekend is over, the big question is, how many new cases of COVID-19 will emerge in the next 2 weeks? This is thousands of Americans flocked to newly opened beaches, often without regard for social distancing rules or other coronavirus safety precautions. Crowds packed beaches in Florida, Maryland, Georgia, Virginia, and Indiana, and Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, among other places. Many people ventured out without masks, and others failed to keep 6 feet of distance between them, even as officials highlighted the continued importance of both to prevent another surge of infections. That surge is already happening in some places. Arkansas's governor said the state is experiencing a second peak after a deep dip in cases. And overall, cases are trending upwards in 18 states. And the nationwide death toll is quickly approaching 100,000. As of Tuesday morning, the count was 99,462. That's more than the number of U.S. troops killed in both the Korean and Vietnam Wars combined. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has released a new coronavirus testing plan, and it has some big promises. The Trump administration says it will buy 100 million testing swabs and vials by the end of the year and distribute them to states. The report also says the country should be able to perform at least 40 million tests per month by September. Still, the responsibility for how exactly all these tests will be carried out is left largely up to the states. Each state is also expected to coordinate tests for contact tracing, monitor asymptomatic carriers, and prepare for future virus surges, all while meeting federal reporting targets. The World Health Organization is temporarily halting a study on hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine as potential COVID-19 treatments due to safety concerns. The announcement from the WHO director, Ghebreyesus, followed a study published in the Lancet Medical Journal that said COVID-19 patients treated with hydroxychloroquine had a higher death rate than other patients. Donald Trump last week revealed he was taking the drug, which he has advocated as a preventative measure against COVID-19, despite FDA warnings against it. Well, a new White House travel policy begins Tuesday. It bars anyone who's been to Brazil within 14 days from arriving in the United States. Well, unless you're an American citizen, then it's okay. The new travel ban is intended to stop the spread of COVID-19. Which has surged in Brazil in recent weeks, with nearly 375,000 confirmed cases. That brings Brazil up to number 2. Yep, the second highest number of nationwide cases after the U.S. The rising infection rate has sparked serious political strife in Brazil, especially since President Jair Bolsonaro has been largely dismissive of the seriousness of the virus, calling it a, quote, little flu, and downplaying its risks. The mayor of Manaus, Brazil, called on Bolsonaro to resign and said he should, quote, shut up and stay at home. Former Vice President Joe Biden on Monday made his first public appearance since the middle of March as he visited a veterans memorial in Delaware. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee wore a mask while laying a wreath on Memorial Day, prompting Donald Trump to tweet something mocking the Bidens for wearing the masks. Opposite world indeed. By contrast, Donald Trump spent Saturday and Sunday on the golf course and on Twitter, where he mocked Stacey Abrams' weight, ridiculed Nancy Pelosi's looks, called Hillary Clinton a, quote, skank, and revived a debunked story alleging that Joe Scarborough killed a former intern in 2001. On the holiday commemorating the ultimate sacrifice made by Americans in war, Trump's lone tweet on the subject read, quote, Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day? Meanwhile, images of crowds without masks frolicking at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri over the weekend shocked people across the nation. Now, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is telling anyone who was there that they should self-quarantine for 2 weeks or until they test negative for COVID-19. And he's asking employers to question workers coming back from the three-day weekend. In a statement on Monday, Page said, quote, "This reckless behavior endangers countless people and risks setting us back substantially from the progress we've made in slowing the spread of COVID-19. So that was in Missouri. In Kentucky, a group of protesters gathered for a Patriot Day Second Amendment rally near the Kentucky State Capitol. To wrap up the event, the Patriots in attendance hung Governor Andy Beshear in effigy on a tree outside the governor's mansion. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.